Hole.com.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, in the center of downtown Reading. As I like to say, ground zero of Reading, where the changes, the great things that are happening in downtown Reading are happening, starting right here. Took us a little while to get it going, but the K2, the Knott Brothers are out there. They're going to be putting great buildings up. We're selling the police station behind us. McConnell Foundation wants to do something with that. We've become an art center, according to the state.
Yes, Daniel, do not touch my tutu knot.
That's it. Daniel, don't touch my tutu knot.
We will explain that one later on,
of course. But anyway, what a fine morning this is, Linda Bob.
Absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, we do have an uh-oh coming, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, today is a special day.
Oh, that's
for
right.
That's right. We're going to do is the weather.
You know, we only
Maybe
do
we
this
can cue it
every
up and
Wednesday.
I'm going to do the weather. And
that's
so
okay. Here, and this is strictly Bob's
here's
fault.
The read. Oh, my God. We were at the lake first before we did
well,
weather.
Well, we'll just go for the weather.
Well, no, I want to talk about the fact that it was so fabulous at the lake.
But I was going to talk. I thought we could talk about that, because I need to give it some time.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay. So we'll do the weather, and then we'll do our special, like, what Wednesday is. Today's 68 right now, a high of 102, lows of 70. Thursday calls for 103, folks. Thursday night, low of 71. Friday's going to be hot with 105. And as we progress through the week, Saturday calls for 107. You know, that's kind of like incubation heat. Does that feel like you just... You
mean, we're giving birth?
Yeah, you just want to, like... You
want to stay in the womb?
Yeah. And then Monday, 106. And so we're going to be having that hot spell. It's going to just transpire over this weekend.
But we're going to tell you how to avoid that.
Yeah, but the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We love our sponsors. So if you hear us sometimes talk about we go on, it's because, you know, with our sponsors, that is how we stay on the air. So we have sponsors that say we love you, you know, we support you. Shasta Gas Propane is one of the, so we give them the weather. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, and they give veteran and senior discounts. Have had nothing but wonderful, conversations with people about how Shasta Gas Propane has come to their house and our houses and has helped them in times when the snow and other companies couldn't. If you're having a problem with any kind of propane or gas needs, these are the folks. 365-3794.
All right.
All right, here we go.
It's 3793.
Let's hear our little Wednesday song.
Well, it's not really a song. Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day. And now, Bob, is this a passive-aggressive move on your part?
I came in and it was a little bit chaotic. And I
That's all right,
was getting other things in the way. By the way, at least we're not in the boat that our local NPR station is. They have been off the air since, like, Saturday.
You're kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Major
breakdown. There.
Fire, yeah. Get the transmitter or something?
I don't know, but we wound up waking up at about 20 minutes to 6 instead of the usual 5 a.m. because the radio came on. It was just a dead carrier. So I don't know if
this morning?
So for the last several mornings.
Not sure
what's going on with those folks.
You don't wish that upon anybody.
Are they AM or FM?
They're an FM.
FM. So, well, they're
Their carrier was just, you know. So I don't know if their satellite is down. And my thought is maybe they didn't get the memo on the satellite thing, and they're not getting their feed.
Well, let's share with our listeners what we're talking about that, because we had to adjust our satellite. Now, we have a satellite dish.
B&T satellite dish.
Right. We have a satellite dish on top of the building, which is where we pulled down Laura Ingraham. We pulled down,
everything.
A lot of things that we do. The news. Dave Ramsey, those are all syndicated shows, but they come through the satellite.
And then it's fed down into different computers and all this. So, I mean, but the satellite dish, when they're moving, we had to move the satellite they were coming off of was going to be decommissioned and then burnt up in the atmosphere.
So
we had to move the, it wasn't like moving it over like 6 inches. We had to move them probably 90 degrees from where it was to pick up the next satellite. And we were told we were going to have to get a 12-foot dish. We're going to be $6,000, blah, blah, blah. And B&T Satellite said, well, and Mike Quinn, who is, you know, the guy we bought the license from and has KLXR. They moved the, because you've got a software program that shows where it is. And then he did, and then Doug Tooley of B&T Satellite didn't jury rig. He took a piece of another piece of equipment and we literally turned it upside down and plugged it in. And hit it the first time.
You think the newspaper?
He hit it the first time. And so we didn't, that's it. That's, you know, and it didn't cost anywhere like $6,000.
I think that'd be a fascinating story.
Because we used all our own stuff. It was great. Doug Tooley, you know, you're a hero, man. Anyway, moving on.
I think that would be a fascinating story for the newspaper because I think that I like to read stuff about science and how planetary alignment. And there's been so much change that's going on with people, society, planets, all that stuff. I know you're looking at me and,
I know, but what I'm looking at you is saying, I don't know what the Reading, the Record Searchlight wants because USA Today hasn't told them. slap. Okay. It's 107 degrees. 100 degrees last night when we hit Lake Shasta. So what do? You get on a patio boat.
Yep. With eight of your best friends.
Eight of your best friends.
Bring hors d'oeuvres.
Bring hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine.
Margaritas.
Margaritas. And you head on over
H2O.
To that one Bailey's Cove or something like that. You grab, you have these, what do you call those things? There's noodle chairs now.
But you guys were wearing.
That you can just jump on. Now the rest of us just, you grab a life preserver. And instead of putting it around your body, around your chest, you step into it.
Like a diaper.
And you jump into it, into the water, and you just sit there.
Grown men with pink diapers. It was really a.
It wasn't me. That was Doug McConnell.
So you were improperly wearing
Floating in the water.
Your feet would be just fine sticking out into the air.
No, you were unconscious.
You can bob. A lot of bobbing went on last night.
But when you have a bottle of beer in your hand, you've got to be able to sit there somehow. Anyway, here Bob's going, oh, my God, he's talking about drinking beer.
No, I mean, we were, come on.
Here's the thing is, I live in Reading because I live in Reading. Because I can go to Lake Shasta with eight of my friends, go out on a little patio boat, jump in the water
at
6 p.m., 7 p.m. at night, and we can splash around out there, just sit out there in the water, have a great time.
Commune.
The boat kind of drifts away, so we all look like little ducklings going back to the boat. And then just sit out there with friends, and everybody's cool, and, I mean, it's beautiful. So why do you live in Reading? You know, when we start talking about the problems we're having in Reading with transients and all these other things, sometimes we forget about what a great place living in Reading is. And this is just one of the things, is that you can go out there. You can go out to Whiskey Town and just sit out there, and, you know, you can float out there anyway. So it's great, I think.
Well, and James Masada was talking about that from Enjoy on Monday. And I think there's so many changes. I've said that multitude times this morning, multiple times this morning. that there's so many changes that are occurring. Businesses opening and closing and people moving and laws that are changing. And, you know, the one thing that we can change is an attitude adjustment.
A lot of things you can't control. There's a lot of things you can't control. That's
true. You can control, I hate this, to, I dislike this, but.
But.
Okay, there's a big thing there in the middle that you can shift and say, okay, let's look at the glory. I mean, there was glory last night in Lake Shasta, and the beautiful part of the mountains and the sunset and the communing with friends, and it was absolutely, the water was glass. As soon as we got on the boat, it was a cute little patio boat that they have, that they bought from friends. And we started off and it was windy. I said, oh, come on. It's, you know, the wind will die down. And I mean, if it doesn't, it's not a big deal. So we get in the cove and absolutely glass. It was like glass. But I'm just saying that things change and you have to be flexible with your attitude. Anyway, so we do what I'm saying. You, one must try to. And we slept really well last night.
It was, I did.
Well,
I,
we
I,
did.
I did, but.
Okay, so we're going to take a break here.
But
and...
it's probably because we were splashing around trying to catch the boat. You know, okay, now here's the downside of wearing a sitting in one of the life jackets. Is that if you have to move, like head back to the boat that was floating away from us, and we all look like little ducklings going back after it. It's the way you're swimming and walking kind of at the same time because you can move your legs. Anyway, It's 17 minutes after the hour, and it's 68 degrees. It's going up to 102 today. And we'll be right back with the Institute of Technology.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Care Attendant on Friday morning, August 18th on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460 right here in River City, California. 21 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today here on the 26th of July. 68 degrees, going up to 102 today. Just remind everybody not to leave anything living in your car. If it's 102, it'll be 140 in that car. So don't leave your little dogs, your kids, as we're finding, unfortunately, it's happening. It seems like on a wide-scale basis across the United States, people leaving their kids in the car. All right. Hope you're having a great morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. This is where we go to buy our firearms. This is probably, as far as I'm concerned, the very best firearm shop in town. Why? Customer service. Plus, they have everything you could possibly want for shooting and all the accessories, classes, and CCW. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. And everything's at fair prices, and veterans get discounts. I really like this place. I mean, they're, you know, they're fair, and they're smart. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday.
We have a very special guest. And, you know, we really believe in the holistic approach to health. Along with, you know, our Eastern, our Western medicine together, we really believe in the art of great massage. We believe in, you know, yoga, deep breathing, what it is to find all aspects that are going to be where your body can be the optimum. And as we know, as times are changing, which it seems to be the theme of the show today, is that only you are the person that's in control of your body and how to take care of it. And so it's a big responsibility, and so be good to yourself. With us this morning is a very special guest. Her name is Whitney Kinney, and she is with the Institute of Technology, the National, which is right here in Reading. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So glad to have you on.
I'm so happy to be here.
And so what are you trying to get out to our listeners this morning? Just who you are, where you're located, and what you offer.
Absolutely. So the Institute of Technology has been in Reading over off of Hilltop Drive for some time now. And the Institute of Technology offers different types of medical programs for vocational school. So we offer licensed vocational nursing, medical assisting, medical billing, office administration, and pharmacy technician, as well as HVAC programs. But what we have now is National Holistic Institute. National Holistic Institute is a college of massage therapy. We've been in California for over 25 years, and our home campus is in Emeryville in the Bay Area. And National Holistic Institute offers a very comprehensive and well-rounded program in massage therapy. And in Reading, I'm so excited. You're talking about change, and you're talking about just why Reading is such a fabulous place to be. And right now, with the way that our healthcare industry is moving, alternative health is fabulous. And using massage therapy as a complement to Western medicine to increase well-being, to increase your health is just, it's such a great opportunity. So what we are doing at National Holistic Institute is offering courses in becoming a professional massage therapist, certified, and yeah, it's just a wonderful program.
So overall, you probably have heard a lot of testimonials. There's a certain age group that would have thought that massage was just, you know, kind of foo-foo.
Absolutely.
And then as we progress and we kind of, you know, enter the stage that, you know, some men wax, some men have a pedicure. But massage therapy is so different, because if you're not well, massage therapy can help your lymph nodes move, toxins. It can help alleviate crimped muscles. Mm-hmm. It just gets the body flowing. Of course, you've got to do the work to help with that.
Absolutely.
But it is, you know, so anyway, you're here, and it's really great to see. It's a beautiful brochure, by the way.
Thank you.
And it's very
52% of adult Americans
who had a massage between July 2014 and July 2015, received it for medical or health reasons such as pain management, soreness, stiffness, spasms, injury rehabilitation. A lot of sports medicine institutes, things like this, they recommend a regular massage therapy regime to try and loosen, you know, and solve some of the muscular problems you have, because it can also adjust you.
Absolutely, and that's part of our program. So we have we have either an 8-month program for our students or a 12-month program. So we consider that full-time or part-time. And one aspect of our program we have is sports massage therapy. So we teach our students how to appropriately apply massage therapy to whether you are a triathlete, a cyclist, a mountain biker. And in Reading, we know that we have so many of those types of athletes, those weekend warriors that are here. So being able to give the students both Western perspective of massage therapy and the benefits to the body, as well as Eastern philosophies, that is a little bit more of that energetic medicine of how does the mind and body really connect in order to heal.
Now, how do you for somebody that's interested in doing this? This is a fast growing field too. I mean,
absolutely.
It's more and more people are doing it. One, how do you get into it? But two, what are some of the classes? I mean, is it like kinesiology? It must be a lot of how the bones and how the muscles interact and joints, tendons, and all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So we begin the program. It's a 900-hour program, and it is a core program. So instead of it being separate classes that you can take at any time, it is all together one program from start to finish. We begin with bones and muscles. We learn anatomical just aspects of the body. We progress into different types of kinesiology. We also learn something called myofascial therapy. Myofascial therapy is a very specific form of injury rehabilitation, and it's excellent in working and collaborating with other healthcare professionals such as chiropractors, physical therapists, osteopaths, things like that. And then we progress into things like aromatherapy and spa. So we have a little bit of everything for the students to be able to kind of dabble in, and then even lymphatic massage is one aspect of our program. And then from there, the students can, if they decide to specialize in something, go and seek out continuing education. But for what NHI offers is this fabulous core base massage therapy education.
Now, from here, they can go out and get jobs.
Absolutely.
And like
absolutely.
87% of your graduates get hired immediately.
And I actually just received an email yesterday. We have had 2 graduating classes so far in Reading from our campus, and we've only been here for just over a year. Out of those 2 graduating classes, we have an 82% placement rate, which means that the majority of our students are already in jobs here in Reading. The other students that have not been placed in jobs actually are traveling, and they're out of the country, and they're doing other things after their education.
So there is a big thing out there, and I mean, it's going to be just more. Now, you have to become a masseuse. Obviously, you have to practice.
Yes, and we always go with massage therapist, the way that the
massage therapist. Yep. Okay, you're right, because as soon as you get to the word masseuse, there's a connotation to
yes.
it.
Yeah,
especially after what's happened here. In town.
Well, no, massage therapy.
As massage therapy is different than the masseuse.
Very. Right. Integral part of, and with NHI, so you know right now, if somebody said, I'm an NHI graduate, that person already knows top of the list, they've had 900 hours. This is serious.
Absolutely. And I graduated from National Holistic Institute, so I am a huge advocate for this program. I truly believe in it. And I think that both the structure and the opportunity to practice in a safe space is very important in an educational setting. And so our students are able to offer a clinic. So we actually welcome in the public to come into our space over off of Hilltop Drive inside of the Institute of Technology. And our students run a practice clinic where they offer 50-minute massages to, again, the general public. So you can come in. They're $30 massages. You can book online at nhi.edu, and you can experience what the students are actually learning, and they're able to apply what they're learning day to day.
What do massage therapists make? I mean, generally, because people go, oh, massage therapy, but they don't realize that
this is a career.
This is a career that can be a well-paying career.
Absolutely.
And your initial cost of getting into it isn't going to break the bank.
Absolutely.
Usually. So.
So industry standard is $1 a minute for a massage. So, for example, a 60-minute massage, $60. It depends on whether you're employed as an employee or as an independent contractor, self-employed, based on how much you'll make per massage. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, people make between $20 and maybe $40 per massage. And then that doesn't include a gratuity, which, because we are in a service industry, many people do decide to add a gratuity onto that, depending on if you're in a medical setting or in a spa setting, right?
Okay.
There are different
okay.
kinds of aspects.
Well, we do have, you were generous today to bring in some gift cards. These are generally $30, right?
Absolutely.
To go in and get a student that's working through their degree to become a certified massage therapist. It'd be like if you went into, you know, when you go at why people are training. So we've got gift certificates.
Barber shops.
Yes.
Or, no,
and I
hair.
Think it's really cool that you brought these. So we're going to take
nice
a caller, 605-4567. And if you'd like to,
you get a
free massage that would be a $30 if you were to go into the NHI clinic, which again is located on
1755 Hilltop Drive, inside of the Institute of Technology.
Oh, that was quick.
These calls are coming in, yeah. So,
okay, get the second one, too, because we have two of them.
So we're going to take two callers. And we're so happy to have you on. I think this is positive energy.
Hold on, I have to
take the other. Well, Bob, you heard that. Hold on.
Okay, so we gave away those two massages in 1 second. I think this is great. I think this is something that people maybe don't think about. Veterans, you might want to take a look at this because your GI Bill will pay for the training.
Absolutely.
You can get into it. You can be an independent, or you can get in with a spa someplace to get some maybe more training. You can go into advanced stuff like the stone hot stone massages and those things. So do you do all of these things?
I do. I teach every aspect of the program. My primary massage therapy practice is lymphatic massage.
Wow.
I work with a lot of clients that have immune deficiencies. And just kind of assist their process of healing, right? That is what we as massage therapists do. We kind of assist in the process. So my practice is
another way
lymphatic.
Of taking care of your body.
Absolutely.
And your, well, it's probably of your psyche too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Whitney, Kenny, thank you so much for being here. Now, how do people go over there and get more information?
So you can call 224-1000. That's going to put you right through to IoT's reception desk. You can also go online to www.nhi.edu and find so much more information online. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Whitney NHI. It's also a great way.
Well, we want to congratulate Lori. You received one of the free massages. It'll be a gift card with your name at the front desk here at KCNR 1460. That's 1326 Market Street. And Annie, thank you very much, both of you, for calling and winning these cards. We may give a third. Okay, let's see. We got to take a break here. But
if we give another one, we'll give another one away, but we're not going to tell you right now.
Okay.
Whitney, Kenny, thanks so much for coming in. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in this, and stay in touch with us
great.
On this since it's brand new.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Hey, it's 7:33 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Save
save the date, August 2nd. Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Care event is on August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 2nd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrating wellness and preventative health care is better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That might be starting us into our next segment here. Good morning, everybody. 7:36 in the morning here. 68 degrees, going up to 102 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and I'm sure you're going to want to jump in on this. Home Helpers brings us a segment. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, Home Helpers. It's been recognized as the best business person. In the whole area, and there's reasons why. They are that good. Give them a call at 226-8350. Home Helper, Sharon Clark. Hey, President Trump has tweeted out there will be no transgenders in the military. So the reason there were transgenders, they started looking and starting to, you know, think about taking in transgenders, was because Obama said, yeah, let's just do that, without thinking it through totally. There's a lot of questions about it. Transgenders were not able to serve before. For a variety of reasons. And you say, well, what are those reasons? The reasons being is that when they come in, as they're coming as a transgender, at some point they're going to want to have sex reassignment surgery. And during that sex reassignment surgery, you lose them. You lose that person, plus the cost of it. And there's, frankly, the military is not there to give the reassignment surgery. You know, you're there for combat. You know, I hate to say this to people, but you're there for combat. And you're talking about a total of 200 people in the entire military force. They're there now. I guess I don't know what they're going to do. They'll probably give them, they'll probably give them reassignment surgery. But you know what? If you're going to do that, you can't do it until you've finished your first tour, and it's got to be an honorable first tour. You know, at least 4 years. And, you know, preferably, then you have to reenlist for another four. So if you're going to spend the money on this, then you at least get them for 8 years, you know, moving them from one job to another, but one barracks to another. But the thing is, he says, no, you know what? That's not what it's for.
Yeah. You know, liberals, gays, I
have no problem with gays being in the military. You know, probably 30 years ago I might have, but you know what? I don't have any problems with gays being in the military. I've known gays in the military, and nobody ever said anything. The guys are fighters. So
liberals, I'm sorry. The military is not a social experiment. The military exists to kill bad guys and break their crap. That's it.
And you know what? You don't lessen standards. You don't push women into things and then lessen standards. I don't think women would want that. Women don't want to have standards lessened just so they can be in a unit. They want to compete. And if they're good enough to compete at that level, then they're happy. I mean, they should be happy. And if you're a man and you've got a woman that can compete with you and stay at your level, and guess what? You just got another shooter with you. However, that hasn't happened yet. But I understand the first SEAL, the first sailor, is putting in for a SEAL team. So we'll see about that. Other things that are going on. You know what? I don't even know how – just it's not even a huge thing. Hey, the Senate – the Senate voted 51-50 to move the health care bill forward to discuss it on the floor. It was a big step. So now, of course, you know, and here's my comment, whatever it is, whatever that bill is, because they, McConnell, and this is a big thing with McConnell, he seems to think that they can have some kind of, a little bit louder, they can get something out by the end of this week. Then it goes back to Congress. Now, the one the House of Representatives did put together, Trump didn't like it. He said it was too harsh. So we're going to see what the Senate does. And then it goes back to the House, and then they do this. So let's just see what they've got. But, you know, to repeal Obamacare and use the best of Obamacare, I hope. Now, of course, there isn't one Democrat that voted for it. But then again, there wasn't one Republican that voted for Obamacare. So, you know, so let's just get even. Let's just get even instead of, hey, what's good for the country? Why can't the Democrats come out and some guy like Schumer say, hey, look, let's just take care of our people and let's come up with a plan that works for, you know, that we can all live with. We may not be, ecstatic with it. It may not be like, you know, the best marriage, but it would be a solid marriage, and it's going to help the people, and we can grow this marriage. We can grow this working together on something like that. Something as important as health care, you would think. You would think that they'd put their petty BS aside for the country. You know what? We need term limits. We need term limits so badly in this country. Well, we have elections. Let me tell you something. You're running against an entrenched opponent, and with all the things they have, the mailing, the money, the travel, and all that, it makes it tough. But you know what? You get into this thing where they're entrenched in there, and they're not going to talk, they're not going to speak, they're not going to reach out. And what the hell good are you that you're not going to reach out? And I'm talking about ours. You know, I hope Doug LaMalfa is reaching out. I know that Brian Daly does. I hope that Doug LaMalfa reaches out and says, hey, let's just go to lunch. If not, you know what? Let's just go to lunch together. Let's go to Jim.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I want to go back to your military. Does it worry you that you and I and the other people from the retired military are even talking about the way we are about the military today, to go back to the Greatest Generation or even Korea, and then to talk about transgenders and all the other, I guess I call it engineering or humanity engineering?
Yeah, it bothers
me. To me, it scares the heck out of me to know that our military is in the shape it's in when we may have to fight someday, and are we going to turn to this social engineering to find our military?
Well, you know what I think, Jim, is that they're turning around, and it's been 6 months, and things have been starting to happen. They're rebuilding the military. Thank goodness. That when you look at the threats out there, you know, just looking at North Korea, what a huge threat that is. And in the last administration, it was much more important to name a ship after a pedophile by the name of Milk than it was to put more ships out there.
All right. Well, hey, I'm on the road. I just wanted to tell you what my thoughts were. And
thank
I know
you, sir.
You and I pretty well agree on things.
Yes. Thanks a lot, sir. You take care. Be careful out there. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back to Terry. The primary focus of the military is to fight a war. under the direction of our civilian leadership. Ah, yeah, it is. When the civilian leadership, however, has no concept of military and doesn't understand what the military does and won't listen to the military, then you start getting things where it just, you know, the morale's destroyed, the equipment's not, you know, not, you know, kept up, you know, oh, I'm going to, we'll keep it, you know, we're going to just drone bomb. That way, drone bombing, and we can say how many bad guys we've got. It doesn't take care of the troops. They don't take care of the troops. And something happened yesterday. It's really interesting, and I want to talk about that when we get back after we talk to Terry. It's called the Choice Program. And I've talked about the Choice Program in the VA. And the VA, what that does is allows you, if you can't get in to see a VA doctor, you know, within 30 days, or they're over 40 miles away, you know, they have a choice program that says you can go out in town. I've used this program for shoulder problems and treatments here in town, and it works perfectly. And yesterday, or the day before yesterday, the House voted it down, said they will not extend it and give it money to support this. And it was it needed a 60% vote. I'm going to come back and tell you one of the reasons it failed, and you're going to be surprised. I was totally surprised by it. It's a quarter till, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Holly came from my...
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, baby.
Good morning and welcome back. It's currently 68 degrees. It looks like it's going to be 102. Are you obsessed with being cool? Tell you where you're going to go, and actually I'm going today with starting with my trainer. Wellgate Sports Club brings you this portion of the show. Located on Eureka Way, it's a club that's got the largest indoor saltwater pool and, you know, really great clean club. You know, you're looking to get back into your body, get into a gym, head out to Wellgate. They've got special promos going on all the time. And,
Bohem Spa.
And this is where we go. And inside Bohem Spa, if you wanted to... you know, do a one-stop shop.
And their AC works.
And their AC works. It's fabulous.
AC
because
works.
Because today will be 102, tomorrow 103, Friday is 105, and folks, Saturday is 107, Sunday is 107. So that's what you're, you know, it's very easy to just kind of want to stay inside, but keep your bodies up. Wellgate Sports Club.
Okay, let's go to Terry.
Hey, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning,
Terry. Hey, I didn't realize what a sweet singing voice you had to the
end. I know, I got a future. I was going to talk to Linda about that.
Okay.
We could have had you out at the concert.
Can we sing it in the key of L?
The king of L. Is that low?
Yeah.
That's so low, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up, buddy?
I was in the key of H, though. I was in the key of high.
Okay.
Key of H. I love that.
Okay, so what's up?
Well, the thing is that, you know, what you just said a few minutes ago, you know, I respect that, and there's no way the Democrats or the Republicans are going to come together. I mean, at this point, for us to even think that makes no sense at all. Schumer's never going to lean our way, and there's two reasons why they don't, okay? First of all, and I know this, when Steve Baird ran for office, and he did get 16% of the vote, but virtually had no money. You need $1 million to become a senator in the state, at least a million, probably two or three. What happens is, reason number one, is that the incumbent in the party is the one who receives the party money and the endorsement. I'll say that again. The incumbent in the party receives the money and the endorsement, period. That's why Jim Nielsen has been in office since his hair was jet black. So there's that issue. The other issue is when we went to Steinberg way back when he was running the assembly in the Senate, we talked to his chief of staff. We explained Jefferson, Reynolds versus Sims, one man, one vote, how we didn't have representation. She sat there and looked at us and said, I'm the most liberal person probably in the building, but your argument is not only compelling, but it holds water. The problem you're going to have is that everyone on both sides of the aisle here like it the way it is. They keep getting elected. They get the money for it. They receive the money from certain groups, and you're not going to change their minds because they like it the way it is. So the complaining and the, you know, I'm going to keep on swinging and all this other stuff we hear from these guys is all fine and dandy, but nothing gets done. And that's the reality of it.
That's why I said term limits.
I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. And it really is up to we the people. I mean, it really
is. I don't think that they're doing what's good for the nation because they're fighting. They've made it a political football, and it's going to be. They could really care less about us, and I'm talking about both parties. I mean, it's just from what I see is they're going to keep doing that until they destroy a system that worked before, and then was for some reason disrupted, and then they're not going to be able to put it back together again.
Yes, and one last quick thing, and sure. You're absolutely right, my friend. One last quick thing. Even with Jerry Brown, look what he did. He broke two oaths of office.
Yeah.
He broke Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution when he illegally signed a treaty and an agreement with a foreign country, which is the purview of the Congress and the purview of the president. In the contract every state signed way back when, as the Constitution of the United States, he broke that one, so he broke that oath. The second thing he did was break Article 1, Section 3 of the California Constitution, which says that California is an inseparable part of the United States. Therefore, they are subject to, beholden to, the Constitution of the United States. So he broke both of those oaths. The challenge is, what's his consequences, other than the fact that he just got done saying that the president of the United States does not represent the people of the United States? That's okay. So at what point does the rule of law come in? At what point is there sedition? And at what point is there insurrection? You notice I did not say treason, because we're not at war with China, but insurrection?
Yeah. You know what? The whole thing, the whole the whole legislature down there is obviously working on their own bill. I think, frankly, if you know, it might be better for the United States to let California go. Not all of California. If you want to stay, you can stay up here in Northern California.
Right.
Okay.
It's tough to drain the swamp when you have a lot of people in your own party plugging up the drain.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Anyway, have a great day, you too.
Thanks, Terry. Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
And I understand what Terry's saying. I mean, it's just, I think people are, this is why you have this recall. And by the way, I think we're getting two of the recall people on tomorrow morning to talk. Of course, we're also having Pete Hansen on, the acting police chief, who's going to be on too. Got a lot of questions for Pete and things he sees and what things he's going to do. Let's go back and talk about this, the choice program. I got something in the mail yesterday, email, that said, hey, look, you know what? They voted it down. They did not extend the choice program. It needed to be extended. And you needed 60%. They didn't get to 60%. And the people that sent it to me were irate. And I didn't blame them. I said, wait a minute. This is something that actually worked. Who in the heck would be against this? Well, after I researched it, it turns out that a few of the veteran service offices were against it. So people like Military Order of the Purple Heart, the VFW, the American Legion, all the big veteran groups. And what was their reasoning why they were against this? Because they saw money being put into this as a way of helping people to be seen by doctors, but it was doing nothing to fix the VA.
When you say money being put into this,
the choice program.
Okay.
The choice program, and the where it was, you can go out and see a doctor in the if it's 30 days, if it's over 30 days to see a doctor, or you're over 40 or 50 miles away from a facility, you could use the choice program if you could figure out how to make it work. But then they made it a lot easier. So then it's going to be well over 30 days. So, Carl, you go down, you get an MRI here in town, you get treated by Shasta Orthopedics instead of having to go all the way down to Mayor or even further to be treated like this. It works. So they're going to extend that money. Well, it was voted down. They didn't have the 60%. And a lot of it, I think, was because the major veteran service offices, I just said, Military of the Purple Heart, American Legion, VFW, others said no, because if you support this, that means they're going to take money away from modernizing the VA and bringing that up to standards. They are concerned that the VA will go away and that the VA is going to go and it will go away and that you won't have a dedicated facility there to help veterans. Now, I can understand that, but this was more of a band-aid trying to expand this until they could get the VA going again so you could go in and be seen in time.
Which has worked for you.
Right. Well, absolutely. It's worked for a lot of people, but their fear that it was going to be, this is working really well, so let's just do this. Let's do away with the VA and just give veterans insurance cards, and we'll pay for it. And they can just go to any doctor they want. And the VA then will go away. Well, there's people out there saying, well, that's not maybe a bad idea.
You'd
save how many hundreds of millions of dollars would you save on administration cost if I was handed a card and Bob was handed a card, the veterans were handed a card, says you will be seen. You will be seen. On this type of insurance, you will be seen. And all the doctors are in this. You can go see them or you can go see, you can go to the emergency room. Emergency room, go in and you give them your card. You don't get any charges. However, that then takes away a dedicated system of the health care system that's out there to protect and to take care of veterans. So it's a tough question. But that, I think, is one of the reasons it failed. And I put that in my email going back, that, hey, our own guys said they didn't want to see it passed. So it's going to be interesting to see how LaMalfa voted on that.
Wow. It feels like...
Yeah. That's a tough question.
That's kind of a big step backwards, I would think, if they did away with the FAST program.
This choice program. If they defunded it, means like now if I had to do a follow up, I've got to find my way down to some place, you know, 100 miles south.
Remember when we were up at the Zoo in the Squirrel Wars last year, or the beginning of this year, and we ran into a gal who's with the VA in another county. Which would be, I don't know which county it is, but she said their choice program is not working.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, when they first said, oh, do you want choice? I mean, you had to work your way through it. Mm-hmm. And you had to almost game the system. But the second time I used it, it was just the way it was supposed to work out of the VA here. Great, we got a great clinic here. Hey, we got to run. We're going to come back with the
Anderson.
We're coming back. Anderson is rolling in here with the mayor and also their city manager. And it was how fortuitous that they came in now after the article and the record searchlight.
And news on KCNR Shasta Reading brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
In Washington, President Trump has announced he's reinstating a ban on transgender service members in the U.S. military.
Last year, then-Defense Secretary Ash Carter ended a ban allowing transgender service members to serve openly in the military. But President Trump is changing course. He announced on Twitter that the government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Commander-in-Chief said the military should not be burdened with the cost and disruption of transgenders in the armed forces.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, President Trump turning up the heat on Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and of course some of his comments, usually via tweets, have been quite public. Congressman Trey Gowdy told CBS this morning that may be a mistake.
This is best discussed privately between two grown-ups, and if he's lost confidence in him, then Attorney General Sessions can take the appropriate steps.
The president has blasted Sessions as being very weak and is refusing to say whether he'll fire the nation's top law enforcement officer at one time political ally who recused himself in the Russia investigation of frustration for the president. A Wisconsin company is offering to microchip its employees, enabling them to do things like open doors and log onto their computers with a mere swipe of the hand. Kirk Johnson is vice president of sales at Three Square Market in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Getting in the door, you know, I forget my password a lot, into my computer. You know, hopefully one day they'll have it so I'm on a Delta flight. I can use it as my boarding pass. Just numerous things, you know, banking. I have it for my banking. It's always with me.
The chips are about the size of a grain of rice. The company says they would be inserted underneath the skin between the thumb and forefinger using a syringe, a procedure that just takes a couple of seconds. 50 employees have already volunteered to have those chips inserted. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-6845. That's 800-471-6845. 800-471-6845. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's been a massive settlement in a whistleblower lawsuit against a drug company.
The pharmaceutical company Celgene Corporation has agreed to pay $280 million to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. Former saleswoman Beverly Brown filed the lawsuit, alleging Celgene submitted false claims to Medicare and health care programs in 29 states and Washington, D.C., all of which were parties to the settlement. The lawsuit alleges Celgene promoted two drugs, Thalamid and Revlimid, for cancer treatments that had not been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Celgene denied wrongdoing and says it settled to avoid uncertainty, distraction, and expensive litigation.
That is correspondent Mike Grazia reporting. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is doing quite well, up 107 points at 21,720. The NASDAQ doing well also, up by about 10 points, and the S&P 500 up close to 2. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal safety investigators said yesterday they just cannot determine exactly why an SUV wound up on the path of an oncoming commuter train, causing a crash that killed six people at a rail crossing in suburban New York back in 2015. Ellen Brody, whose wife Ellen was the driver of that SUV, says that the rail tracks at the crossing themselves are dangerous.
These crossings were designed for 80, almost 100 years ago, when you had people on horseback, you had minimal traffic. They're at the wrong height.
The NTSB concluded that Ellen Brody's actions were the probable cause of the wreck that killed her and five people on board the train after a fire broke out. New York State is set to study the use of a device known as the textilizer. It would allow police to determine whether or not a motorist involved in a crash was texting while driving. And Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo announced yesterday he is directing the safety officials to pursue approving that device. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is exactly 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 26th of July, 2017. We're here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero of River City, right here, right at the beginning of the reclamation of downtown Reading. It's true. We're you know, from right here, we're spreading out the good news. Anyway, and you can hear us all over the world because we stream at KCNR1460.com. Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday. It is hump day. As many of you know, that in the first portion of the show that we always hear the the famous hump day commercial. It's currently 68 degrees, climbing rapidly to 102 today, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 70. Thursday calls for a high of 103, Thursday night 71. Friday, our temperatures are only going to get up to about 105. Get ready for that. And as we progress through Saturday, Sunday, 107. And our lows of around 73. Monday's 106 and Tuesday's 107. So we're getting ready for that hot spell again. Enjoy these next couple days as we're just in the low 100s. Welcome back. And our weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. In the news this morning, Dow rises 100 points, hits record high as Boeing and other companies post strong earnings.
Damn that Trump. Damn.
Dow component Boeing posted earnings per share 255, topping Wall Street estimates. And Coca-Cola and Ford also posted better than expected quarterly results.
And you know what we have? We have with us as our guest, you know what? They are probably one of the reasons that Dow has leaped the way it has because of what they do.
They have their together.
That's right. Jeff Teaser, city manager.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Baron Browning, mayor of Anderson.
Good morning.
There you two. You two are even. Okay.
Saw you at the Six Wire
concert.
I'm
going to put something up on Facebook today of them dressing just alike, which is just a little scary.
They're on the same team.
Do you call each other in the morning? Hey, are you wearing this? Yeah, I'm wearing this. I mean, does this happen during the city council meetings too?
Typically not the city council meetings.
Maybe. If you get a lot of, you know, good feedback.
Well, Jeff's typically the sharp dressed man, and I'm typically not.
You guys have your game on for Mosquito Serenade.
That's right. It's Wednesday. Yes. It's Mosquito Serenade.
That's right.
So
hey, you know what? I'm totally off the subject. And he goes, Jeff goes, oh. Six Wire in that classic rock stuff, that rock concert that was put on, Six Wire Journey
Rock
in Kansas.
Rock the Tiger Friday
Rock
night.
The Tiger. I mean, I know you are a supporter of the Colt 45s, as we are, but what did you think of that concert?
It was probably the best concert my wife and I have seen in many, many years.
We had two younger people in their 30s that were behind us, a whole group of them. And they told their parents, we were with last night, they said it has to be the best concert they ever even went to.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, on this thing. So when you hear things like that, these are the kind of things that we need to push out for next time.
And again,
we need 2,000 people there.
And Rick Bassetti went outside the box and he took a chance. Now, I haven't talked with him afterwards. I don't know how they did, but the fact is you have to have a first time.
You
guys are pulling off first times in Anderson.
You guys are.
Absolutely.
Yes, are. And you know
so
what?
We segue right
lot,
to you.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about the Mosquito Serenade, get started with that. Then I want to get into more of the nuts and bolts of what the hell's going on down there.
Absolutely. So Mosquito Serenade, our 36th year in a row.
Really?
36 years.
Where
and so
have I been?
That's pretty phenomenal that we've had this free community concert going on for 36 years in Anderson River Park at our amphitheater. This year, sponsored by NetSound. John provides some of the best sound around, and I think he did Six Wire.
By
the way, yeah. He did. Now, let me tell you a little bit about that. There was right at the beginning, there was a couple instances when they'd hit this one note.
Yeah.
And they knocked out the power.
Like,
well, NetSound was right back in there. They got it fixed and all this. I saw John. Yeah, just yesterday I was pulling out, and he's right down here. And we talked about it, and he goes, you know, he says, it's really funny that for 2 hours we had no problems.
Right. Their sound check was.
And then their sound guy climbs up.
Oh.
Their sound, not net sound. Yeah.
They brought their own sound guy.
Climbs up on the up there where the speakers were. Mm. And he made some adjustments on the computer settings. And he says, when the bass guy hit it, It just blew it. So they had to come back in and they had to reroute it. But they're pretty sure that's what happened.
Seamless. The band was seamless.
It was
they
great.
They had a
and
couple like false starts, but boom, that happens in show business, baby.
Yeah.
So anyway,
they were good too. They handled it so well. And so did NetSound.
John is one of the most professional people around.
It was. I am convinced that it wasn't anything they did because you can't do 2 hours of sound and having everything work right.
Right.
And then when somebody,
Showtime,
not of his group, adjusts something. Anyway.
And one of the neat things about John is he got his start at Mosquito Serenade. That's where NetSound came from.
Really?
We need to get John on.
Yeah, John is a great guy. And
he's a good guy.
He's a good example of some of the things we have going on in Shasta County, though. We have this sound company that provides first-class sound right here in Shasta County and doing great things.
And other things, too. We have a couple of studios. Of recording studios. I don't know if people realize this.
Absolutely.
We got one around the corner here, in fact. But we've got a couple of recording studios here in Shasta County that are just
people
top
come
flight.
From all over the world.
The work you can have done there can immediately go back on Amazon, go to anywhere on the work they do here. So, I mean, and people don't even realize things
so
like
John,
that.
So, John. Did the sound for Six Wire? He's underwriting or sponsoring or helping Mosquito
Serenade. He is sponsoring Mosquito Serenade. He is our big sponsor this year. So it is the NetSound Amphitheater. NetSound Amphitheater, Kia Stage, and B&B Dance Floor. So.
I tell you what, Kia. Let's talk about Kia for a second,
We
too.
Have to talk about your sponsors.
What a great group there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they support us, and they do it with football, and they do it with baseball, but doing other things, too. They have leaped forward. And you look at it, they are one of the, I shouldn't say the only, but they're one of the few automobile associations that we have in this town that have stepped out like that.
Absolutely.
And you know what I mean?
So they are providing, they sponsor the stage?
Yes.
Okay. So
not only for that, but also for Anderson Explodes.
Oh.
So okay. NetSound, Reading Kia. Those are both big sponsors of not only that, but also Anderson Explodes, which was, as you know, this year was Pam Tillis. And what an amazing time that was. 15,000 people crammed into the fairgrounds. And
15,000? Oh, it was awesome.
Pam was out of this world. She just put on a great concert.
This is not the first time you've had her here, is it?
It is our first time.
Okay, but she's been here before.
She's been in Shasta County a few times.
Yeah. She actually told that story on stage when she came here. For the Defunct concert, I believe it was 8 years ago.
Was it that long ago? Seven or eight years ago.
Been a while. Yeah, been a while.
Yeah, I'd say 5 or 6, but okay, yeah.
Somewhere in there. And she actually tells the story of being asked to leave the stage and not sing because they thought the fans would get upset.
I remember that.
Right.
And but she stayed, didn't she?
She stayed and played an acoustic set, didn't
she? Absolutely.
You know, you got it. That, well, of course, I worked with her father. So that is, and of course, you know, then if he, you come from a school in country music. Your, they used to have a thing called fanfare. It's all about the fans. The fans are put you where you are. Country players know that better than anybody. Hard-working people. Just talk with a guy, the drummer from Six Wire. Six Wire, the drummer, and I used to work together in Nashville. He told me, like, for instance, I'm just going to do a little side story for you, that he toured with Dolly Parton. He said she is one of the most intelligent, hard-working. He said, and I played with all of them. Most intelligent, hard-working person that he's ever known. He says, when you have a 4 o'clock call, you better be there at 10 till. It's like a military operation. She gets up in the morning, crack of dawn, meditates, does her spiritual stuff, gets out, dresses for she dresses for rehearsal. She's just in the zone. So I love that about really super professional, and I love that heart about Pam Tillis and country music. So there, I just had to share that. Okay.
No, it was fantastic. And Pam will tell you the same thing. When we reached out and talked to her husband, who manages her, they remember Anderson. They remember what happened in the tragedy of that country festival not going off as it should. Jeez. And they're, we want to come back. We loved Anderson. We liked that we got to come out and do a little bit of an acoustic set. But we want to come back and sing more for him. Oh, and so to have them even remember who we were was fantastic,
which
right off the get-go.
Which means that
speaks volumes.
Speaks volumes for you guys out there. We've got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We just talked about all of the great temperatures we're going to have this week. 103, 104, 106, 112, 136, 45. Anyway, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. As Bob used to say on his special weather reports, what's it look like, Bob? Hot. And that would be it. So,
but it's cooler by the river this evening.
Yeah, absolutely it will be. But, we were on Lake Shasta last night. It was fabulous.
Don't step on my commercial here, Brian. Alliance Heating and Air. If you've got a problem in your air conditioning, if it's not working exactly right, these are the guys that do it. Voted best in the North State, we wholeheartedly recommend Alliance Heating and Air. Better-known business. And they give top service on any type of system. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Jeff Keiser and Baron Browning of Anderson. And we're going to talk. We've talked about the Mosquito Serenade. Let's talk about the success that Anderson seems to be on the cusp of right now. I mean, just one after another.
Sounds
one
good.
Success after another.
Yeah.
And then how does that happen in Anderson? And how can we share this in the sense of working together and Shasta County to make it happen. Everywhere.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. We'll be right back.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
A true tribute band, Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger all in one show. Michael Furlong performs his tribute to Tom Petty, and Terry Jail performs his tribute to Bob Seger all in one event. Come out for a night of great rock and roll on Friday, August 11th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Double Trouble. Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger live in the event center. This is a great performance of all American rock and roll music packed with dozens of hit songs. You'll recognize and enjoy them all evening.
evening long. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Double Trouble, a tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 11th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this fabulous Wednesday. 102 will be our highs today. It's 8:20 in the morning, and we have our special guests from Anderson. And you're wondering about what's making Anderson just click. You know, we need some of that right here in Reading, and we've got the two guys in charge of that. But before that, let's do a shout-out to one of our sponsors. Go ahead, Carl.
Northern Firearms Instruction. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California now. Did you know that? Right here in Reading, Ted Leidy. And he's teaching in 27 counties. He's got 100 instructors. He's getting ready to open up in the 29th county. And why? Because they give outstanding instruction in concealed carry, tactical rifle, defensive pistol, self-defense, and just taking care of yourself out there. Northern Firearms Instruction. How do you find out more? Go to their website, readingccw.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. There'll be no more complete training than you'll get at Northern Firearms Instruction. All right, I'm here with Jeff Keiser, who is the city manager of Anderson, and Baron Browning, who is the mayor of Anderson. And if somebody makes a comment, Carl, why do you think they're having success? Anderson's run by a Marine.
Hoorah!
Hoorah! Hoorah! Okay. All right, I like that.
Baby.
It's true. Okay. Can we go through quickly? Can you go through just some of the things, businesses and all this, that have come in the last, say, since January?
Absolutely. Well, let's hit the one that starts with their soft grand opening tomorrow, big grand opening this weekend. That's Grocery Outlet down in what was formerly known as the Shasta Outlets, which is now known as Shasta Gateway. They've rebranded.
Really?
And so that's a good thing, you know, another marketing tool for them. And I think that's just the first of a few things they have planned down there. So that's awesome for our city.
Shasta Gateway, because I love to go to Pendleton, the Gap.
Right. Well, they're still there. Mm-hmm. They're still there. Well, mm-hmm. Pendleton is.
Gap is not.
You know.
Oh, okay. So Pendleton, and then the other one is Eddie Bauer.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, that's a great area, and you got to 11. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have Prime 11 and all that down there. The other big one coming to town here shortly is Baskin-Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
Is that a combo? Or is that two separate?
It's a parent company that owns both.
Oh, but they're two different locations?
Same location, I assume, two different doors.
Uh-oh.
So it'll be in the old Premier West building right there at North and I-5. So
wow.
Get off on McMurray and Fast Food Row. You'll have all that right there. So those are big things coming to our town.
I guess you'll be able to know where all the police are.
I think Chief Johnson would tell you they're not into donuts today. They're getting their bagels and scones.
Oh, well, okay. I think probably, you know, in between their 2-hour workouts.
In all honesty, I don't think you'll see Anderson police there. I think you'll see Anderson police out in our community doing what we've hired them to do.
We have a grocery outlet here that's off of Churn Creek.
Yes, yes.
But I'd be interesting to be wonderful to see the new grocery outlet as a new, what the new one looks like.
These are the people that are running this one. Do they have the one here in town? town here? Are they are these individual?
They are new like owners to Grocery Outlet. They're a young couple.
Like franchise.
Exactly. Dan and Ashley are fantastic people. New to our community. It's just it's a great thing all the way around. They are a great story.
And like, they stepped in with both feet. I'll have to tell you that they stepped out and they're not. So they stepped out and they're they're already got involved in the community. They've already given $1,000 to ACCA, which is Anderson Cottonwood.
Christian
Assistance. They've already sponsored Mosquito Serenade. They're already stepping out there, and they've not even earned a dollar yet.
Well, you know,
these
are,
I'd like
to get this
couple
on the air, and I expect to use you all as a
conduit to
have them.
I'm sure they'd love to come up and talk
to you guys. It's so important to embrace entrepreneurs. We support local businesses. We know how hard it is in the state of California. But you have been able to this is what we want to hear about, your secret formula how you're bringing people in to make the
I don't think there's secret formulas. I just think there's common sense. And what was government really put in place for? I think, you know, go back to core values. We were here for public safety, because that's not easy for the public to provide themselves for the private sector, and infrastructure. So do you have water, sewer, roads to where you want to do your business, and is it safe? And if we create those things, the private sector can come in and do their thing.
Well, this is the city manager of Anderson speaking right now.
Right, but I mean, if they want to have to go through special building permits and they're getting taxed and keyholed in every situation, we've heard that from so many people that wanted to build on or add on or do things in Redding.
Absolutely. We're in California,
and
that building code is a California thing. So those are some of the hurdles. But when you come to Anderson, how can we direct you through those hurdles and show you what we already know from somebody who's gone through that process or an engineer who's dealt with that? That's what I want staff to do. I want to partner with you to help you achieve your goal.
Look, this is a business transaction. When you come into the second floor in Anderson and you're going to do business with us, you're now the client. You're spending money in our city. And so therefore, you know, our motto is when you come in, we're going to help you walk through the process. We're not just going to leave you hanging. Hopefully we get everything right. Not that we are human. We're going to make mistakes along the way. But this is a business transaction. We want you to feel like when you leave that you're going to tell other businesses that you meet, go here.
How do you get it through so quick, the permit process?
Well, we want to.
Okay, that's a good answer, because I'll tell you why I asked that. Because – and I'll just say their name out loud because they're down there. Shasta Gas Propane, one of the businesses that moved there.
Chuck's a great guy.
Yeah.
They are the salt of the earth.
And they sponsor
Chuck and Judy Kenny, and I've worked with Chuck off and on now for several years on different things. And let me tell you, he said for months, if not longer, he tried to expand his business up here in Redding for months, and he said, you know what? I don't need this. Came down, and he said a week later, he was starting to move his stuff down to that. You know, or starting to prep that area he was moving to. It took him a week.
You know, we should be partnering with the private sector. That's how we create success. The other thing that we do that's kind of unique in Anderson, we don't have a ton of city employees. We have more law enforcement than anything. We partner with the private sector. We hire a lot of consultants and contractors to help us achieve our goals. They have the latest and greatest technology. I worked for a civil firm here before coming to the city of Anderson. So as a consultant, I know what we can do. We had the latest and greatest stuff. I can't afford that in Anderson. I don't have a daily need for it. Go to where the resources are and have them help you get there.
You know, one of the things I liked was when I was getting my tour of Anderson. This was several years ago. When I was getting my tour of Anderson, Linda and I were getting it. Well, look at those trucks that are doing all your city work. Oh, yeah, we buy those used. And I'm looking at them thinking, buy them used. Oh, yeah. You know, what do we need new trucks for? These things have got another 150,000 miles in them.
Well, we actually would go to the government auction. The feds would turn their trucks at a very low mileage rate. We don't put that many miles on them. And for $6,000 to $10,000, we get a truck that we get 10 years of life out of. Just because we're the government doesn't mean we shouldn't make good business decisions.
You know,
are you listening?
I'm just speechless right now because I've heard you say that before. But I want you to say that again. I want you to say that again because, Bob, I want this captured as a soundbite. I want this captured as a soundbite. So if you can say that one more time,
Jeff. I think
it was
just because we're government. All right. Just because we're government.
Yeah, it starts out like that.
So it starts out, like, just because we're government doesn't mean we shouldn't make good business decisions.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Just because we're government doesn't mean we shouldn't make good.
But that philosophy not only comes through me, it comes through the council, it comes through the employees, it comes from our residents. That's what they're asking us to do, so that's what we're hired to do.
And then you can use that same money to upgrade your parks and other things where everybody gets pleasure out of it.
I want to talk, we're going to take a break, and I want to talk, but I want to talk to you about the police department you have in public safety.
We'd love to talk public safety.
And by the way, Mike Johnson's just a great guy.
Absolutely.
And you know what? He's a straight up guy too. You ask him a question, Mike gives you the answer.
Absolutely.
It's no like, oh well, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you, has been brought to you. I want to do a shout out to Four Winds Jewelry. Was in there yesterday. They got all kinds of estate jewelry that's coming in. You know what? New improved Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All your jewelry needs. Check them out. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. You know what happens is
Oh, there we go.
We got a lot of things going on. We kind of moved. We moved Bob's cheese. You know, he had his face in one of the computers. I'm not sure what. And then we said, could you please record this spot right now? And you can see him going, you know, with the try, you know, I got to put it in.
And then, Baron Browning, the mayor, who is, there's a APB for Baron Browning for Billy and Patrick are looking for him. And hey, Billy, Patrick, we love you guys, but he's sitting right here, right now. You know what, Billy? I know you listen to us when you're not on the air, so this is where we are. We got him.
We love Billy and Patrick.
In fact, he was wandering down the street. He looked a little lonely, so we grabbed him. We knew it was him because he's dressed just like the city manager. We're putting this on Facebook. I'm going to put this on Facebook in a minute so that everybody's going to see that they're here. And they're dressed alike because of the mosquitoes.
Seriously, guys, tell me something. You know, at the end of the day, you go home to your families. Do you feel like, yes, because you're able to see movement in a positive direction? I mean, you guys just talked about when you did Anderson Explodes. I've never heard the number 15,000 people.
Ask the people that were in the traffic.
Well, I've never heard 15,000 people in Anderson at one event. Has that ever happened? Is that record-breaking?
Well, at least in our time being around, the last few decades, it's definitely record-breaking.
I've got a bunch of questions coming up on some way you're doing some of these things. But on the traffic thing, there was a complaint, which you answered, by the way. But when you get that many people, is this like a willy-nilly, or is there a plan to get people out?
No, we actually have a whole traffic control plan. We use our public works, our law enforcement, our volunteers. And then we also hire one of the local traffic control companies. They put together a traffic control plan for us. And then they flag and actually manage a lot of the intersections from I-5 back towards the fairgrounds. Because it's not just the traffic in the fairgrounds. Everybody's having a party in Anderson and around the fairgrounds. So as soon as that finale finishes, traffic is already backed up to I-5 before a car ever leaves the fairgrounds.
And by the way, you can't leave. Even if you try to leave early, you can't leave so because in the, it's
yeah,
shut down,
let's address
right?
that. In the back parking lot, we have to close Fairgrounds Drive because it is in the active shoot zone during the fireworks show. So the whole time from about a half an hour before the fireworks till the fire marshal gives the all clear after the finale, that road has to stay closed. And that's just a part of being in the shoot zone from the fireworks and the safety precautions we're required to do. But this year we worked with the fire marshal. We put up fencing. The minute the finale was over, he said to me, all clear, we opened that road up, but it takes a long time to get that many cars out of there. But we're already talking about how can we improve it for next year. We have some ideas to already make it better. There will still be time it takes to get out of there, but
we actually listened to their complaints and met about it.
Yeah, and here's a comment that says traffic did an awesome job of getting people out of the area all the way to the freeway.
Right. Well, we flag them onto the freeway, and from there it's
okay. Now let's talk about public safety. It's well known that Anderson passed a tax initiative.
Yes.
And it was a simple up or down vote.
Yes. General sales tax measure.
To raise it. And then there was an addendum. There was another
portion
of it that said we're going to spend how much? At least
50% of it would go towards public safety needs.
Okay. And this was passed by we needed one.
We needed 50 plus one, and it's in the close to 60%.
Okay. And of course, as everybody knows, Reading tried the same thing and got hammered 68% against it. The difference appears that of trust in the city leadership. I mean, you can get around everything else, but that essentially was it. And that's, how are they going to handle it? Or is it going to be spent for unfunded liabilities? All that. You all passed that. And from that, what's happened?
Well, we went from, at that time, we had 14 sworn. We are working on getting to 22 sworn, and we're right in the 20-ish range right now. That's a huge jump in sworn officers in our community. But it's not just sworn officers. It's community service officers. It's code enforcement. It's all those things that tie together to make your community better. We've enhanced that through that sales tax measure. And at any time when somebody wants to know where is that money being spent, we are open and free to talk about that. It is extremely important to the employees, the electeds, that we're doing what we said we would do with that money. The integrity, if we don't have that, we have nothing with our community.
That was a problem, I think, and we talk about that with some of our city leaders, and I don't want to really, it doesn't sit well with them. That's why that tax D
D&E.
D&E did D&E. Not pass.
Well, E passed because they said if you do pass, we want you to spend it on the...
but the advisory manager has no teeth.
Yeah, but it has nothing. It means nothing. And which was, I pointed out many times, is they can spend that money any way they want. Just because you say that.
True of ours, too.
True of yours, too.
Well, and I'll tell you, we stepped out. So as soon as it passed, on the very next council meeting, we already started putting money towards it, even though we had no money yet. So we knew that the money was going to funnel in, and we stepped out there as a council and said, look, it's passed. You entrusted us as leaders to do this, and therefore this amount, this is how many you can hire, Chief, right now, even before we have the money.
Okay.
So we stepped on out there.
Do you all have a transient and homeless problem down there?
Sure.
Every city in California does.
It's not just California.
I mean, West Coast. Well, the whole West Coast.
I think it's going to be. I think you look
Seattle,
at the East Coast too,
but
the West
Columbia.
Coast predominantly. Yeah. British Columbia, Vancouver.
We
and all
did,
those.
We just because we came from that area, we saw that they talked about it openly about how bad it is.
How much do you contribute to the jail, the county jail, for putting people away? I mean, you do contribute to that, right?
Well, you as taxpayers contribute regardless of where you live in Shasta County.
Right.
The jail is run by the county, funded through our taxpayer dollars. So all of us as residents of Shasta County contribute to the jail.
Okay, but is there extra money that, like, Reading puts into it? Or is there extra money that goes into the county jail?
Well, why don't
help?
You give them a percentage of the dollar when spent, what goes to county and what goes to the city?
Oh, yeah, it's peanuts. Of the sales tax collected, you know, we get 1% of that. The county gets a little piece, but most of that goes to the state. And you're seeing some of those issues right now. Certainly our county jail is a topic of discussion right now. But again, remember what our governor's done. He had a problem. He didn't solve it. He just pushed it to the local level. And we've talked about that for years. Doesn't mm-hmm. really matter. The issue is here now. We need to figure out how to make things better. And bodies and funding to put people away cost money. And so, I mean, those are regional discussions.
So there isn't like a portion of the fund that Anderson has that says, okay, this is going to go beyond your sales tax dollars that goes to help keep the jail viable, which is I'm not even sure if it's viable now. Not for the reason is that we turn so many people loose, as you know that. The next thing is that because you have the business mentality. Down in Anderson, do you all ever get together with Reading and the city of Shasta Lake to talk about how we as three
counties,
but the three largest cities in the county can work together?
Well, the city managers have done that with the CEO of the county forever. We meet quarterly and talk about that. But Mayor Browning's really driving something a little more at the forefront. I'll let him talk about that because certainly something we need to do. We need to be – we want Reading to succeed. We want Shasta Lake to succeed. We want the county to succeed because that's all good for Anderson too. Anderson wins, Reading should win. At the end of the day, we're a team, and we need to bring more of that forward. So I'll let him talk about that.
So reach out to Mayor Brent Weaver, and we are having our first meeting, I believe, next month. And we're just going to go over things that Anderson is doing along the way of our municipal codes and the direction we're heading. And hopefully that they can talk about the direction they're heading. And maybe together we can make decisions that better both our communities. Because my feeling on it is, and only my personal feeling is, that if we are working together and striving to get better, then we all win. We win as a county. We win as an area. We all win. So when people are looking outside of us, outside of our area, let's say San Diego or other states, to move here and they see what's going on, they tend to not want to, you know, come. But and then we all lose. So they're not looking at Shasta Lake City. They're not looking at Reading. They're not looking at Anderson.
They're looking at the area.
They're looking at the area and the area as a whole, and we're not winning, and things are not coming here. And so if we could work together and strive to get those things accomplished, whether it's our police chief, Mike Johnson, working with their new police chief, or whether it's the mayor working with the mayor and the city manager working with the city managers, if we all do these things and we combine our efforts and we make our area better as a whole, we all win. Because then people will come here and they'll look to move their business here, they'll look to come and live here, and whether that's for Bethel or anything else, they'll want to come and be a part of our great community. And regardless of what you read in the paper or what you hear on TV, we actually do have a great community.
We have a
ton of great people that live here that – I see on a regular basis as I go to events, and I go to at least three or four a week, where I see the same group of people, and that's not just one, that's thousands. Thousands of this of our community coming together to rally to make their organization better and help this organization or whatever it is. So if we can do that as city leaders, think of what we can accomplish.
Well, you know, you can set the tone. And then at that point, we as citizens need to step up too. There's a lot of things we've been talking about, I was discussing yesterday, and we're going to start the movement on that. About I live in Redding or Anderson or City of Shasta Lake. I live in Shasta County because, and all the positive parts of it. You know, last night we were on Shasta Lake and or Lake Shasta with eight of our friends. We were out on a little patio boat and we're all floating around out there and in the water. And you just don't, it just doesn't hardly get any better than that.
Absolutely.
You know?
6 o'clock, got home by 9:30, 10, yeah. You know.
Yeah. You're there.
So let's talk really quickly before we take a break. Tonight, the group Legends at the Mosquito Center. Okay, Anderson City Park, what time does it start?
So we have an opener that comes on about 6:15, main act 7:15, 7:30. It'll be cooler at the river. It'll be a great time, 70s and 80s rock. This should be a great show.
And so you bring your chairs.
Bring your chairs, bring your beverages, bring your ice chest. There is food if you want, but bring your blanket. No dogs, no glass, no smoking. But other than that, it's a great community
event. So you bring your chair,
event.
You find your place. Is it, tell us about Anderson. Is it for those people who have maybe not been there, where is it located? And is it like an amphitheater kind of thing?
Well, Anderson River Park, right on the river off Rupert Road, and it is an amphitheater. We actually have a true amphitheater, backs right up to the river. Beautiful spot. People even come in their boats and nose in and listen to the music on the river.
That's great. I've done that before in various places.
But you're right. There are a lot of people that don't know it exists down there. You've got to come.
You know what? Now, we heard yesterday, they said, Rock the Tiger? I didn't hear about that. And I went...
Well, you
and
know,
I looked at him and I said, you know what? I can't think it was in everything, but I went right down here to Maxwell's and he says, I didn't hear about it. And he says, why don't you guys bring in a poster? And I thought, duh, maybe next year that they, you know, we spend a couple $1,000 on posters and we plaster it everywhere. Because, I mean, we have some pretty bright people that hadn't heard about it.
Right.
And, you know, that go, well, but you listen to the show. Yeah, listen.
But here's the thing: is that like it got legs. It will be getting legs. So you got to birth the baby.
And you had 15,000 people there at
goodness,
Anderson. That's, and some of them still didn't.
36
about it.
Years.
Okay.
Okay. Exciting.
Break time. We'll be right back after these messages. We're here with Jeff Keiser and Baron Browning.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money. And it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop is the best barbershop ever. Ever. Veteran-owned, man's last stronghold. Gives, you know what, gives the greatest haircuts. D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. All of them down there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans right off of Athens Avenue. Hey, here's something that was sent in. We will trade you two council persons, one city manager, a parks department head, and throw in some shopping carts for the police chief and a mosquito serenade. Accept a deal or we will start sending our heroin market down the river towards you, an offer you can't refuse.
Oh, I bet we can.
That's funny.
Okay, now we went. Okay, so what we're hearing is that there's no special fund, you know, to add to the amount of money going in. It's just all done by tax dollars to expand the jail spaces there. But you were willing to look at other things too. You know, as we've brought up, maybe increase the TOT on hotels. It doesn't cost anybody, you know, locally anything. To be in that money going toward,
right. It's going to take a regional solution like that to help solve the issue. But the other thing is we need to take that money, leverage grant money, and then, you know, there's other ways of getting there. We've got to be looking outside the box on how to solve the issue. And when you get that grant money, you got to perform.
Well, that's the thing. Now, one of the things we talked about is, hey, it's great to have what you've done, grocery outlet, and the other things you've brought in there. But it needs to expand into something more than that.
Well, absolutely. So you hear a lot, well, we want manufacturing. Well, we're in California still.
That's true.
And again, we don't say you can or can't come here as the city of Anderson. We encourage all businesses that want to come and populate in our town. Right now, it happens to be more service oriented, you will, or pleasure type things. Good, uh-huh. Makes your life better. But we do have a little industrial park. Every building's full right now. We have Hella Blade. You got to remember, we also have Sierra Pacific. He's like a big landowner and puts a lot of timber out there. So a lot of those people that work there, they're our citizens. So Roseburg property, that comes up occasionally. Well, Roseburg is working on something that they want to do on their property. That's not for us to tell them what they have to do. It's for us to help them achieve their goals.
Achieve what they want. Achieve right. Their goals.
Right. And so we have actually some more light industrial buildings going up right now in a couple of areas of town that a local engineer is working on. And I would tell you, I think that actually gives you more in your community, because if each one of those little light industrial buildings, 10,000 square feet, employs five people over that 10,000 square feet, you know, and we have 20 of those, we're actually employing 100 people now in a fairly small mass of land, all with pretty good paying jobs. So I think there's something to that. I think we have to look at today as 2017, not 1990, and what can we get done? And so we're certainly working with those people to come
to
Anderson,
at the
too.
Tech? Are you looking at the so you're looking at tech. Like, we, you know, it's a little-known fact, but it shouldn't be, is that Redding is one of the best places to have startups here in the
Absolutely.
Tech industry. And you probably know this, mm-hmm. but, you know, this was in a national news thing. So, but we knew that here. So is Anderson looking at something like, hey, look, you come here, you know, tech groups come here, and we're going to work with you about getting helping to get that high, you know, that the fiber optic cable or things like that?
Well, absolutely. Those are all things we would do with anybody, though, Carl. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing we haven't talked about, we actually have an Impact Waiver program right now, Impact Fee Waiver program for a business that comes and generates revenue at a level or employs so many people. We have that on the books today. Those are things we can do to help attract business to our city.
And we just passed that as council for the second year in a row about a month ago.
Hey, do you all have ways to, you know, because when you're building things and you do get impact fees, it's $30,000, we need this money up front. Do you have ways you let people pay for that on, you know, like on time? Almost?
Well, that's exactly kind of what we were talking about. So if we do an impact waiver program, a qualifying business,
right,
we as the city then would collect the new revenue they're generating and put back to that impact fee program because that's new revenue to the city. So
okay,
the impact isn't impacted, if you will, whatever that's paying for.
Right.
But again, if somebody came to us and wanted to work out a payment plan because they don't have that upfront cash, those are things we can deal with. And those are the business decisions we should be making with people to help get them started and going.
I'm getting other comments too, you know, that are funny in here. Others that are coming in and accusing you all of taking people up to the mission and dropping them off. But I've heard that one for years. Okay, so you've increased your police. The public safety is there. People are happy with that. The infrastructure is.
Yeah,
you're
I mean,
not
our
problems with that.
No,
treatment plants.
Well, we have great water. We have great wastewater systems. Our roads are in pretty good shape. Not that we don't have challenges and places
sure.
we're working on, but that's what we're hired to do. And so those are the facilities we should be working
okay,
on.
Okay, last question about this is what do you look at? Because we've got like 4 minutes left. Next 6 months or a year for Anderson. What kind of things do you see happening here?
I'll hit it on it first, and we'll let the mayor wrap it up. We're going to be doing some cool things down in Anderson River Park. We're going to continue working and staying strong on our public safety. But it's time Anderson River Park gets a little bit of a facelift and adds some modern features and enhances your experience as a resident of Anderson. So look forward to that coming to you shortly.
Okay, great.
So Aaron. Excited for you guys. And again tonight, don't forget the Mosquito Serenade with the band Legends.
Yes.
Bring your chairs out there. You said 6:15, really, is the start time for the opening act?
Absolutely. Main comes on about 7:30 to 9, mm-hmm. and you're home in time to get in bed and ready for work tomorrow.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a question now. I'll start with you, Baron. Since you've been really on the mayor and on the council and been, like, in this kind of position in Anderson, what would you say for you has been the biggest surprise for you?
I would tell you that going into it, I did not see, not ever being in government before or being an elected official, I was really worried about how we would all gel as a council. And I got to tell you, I'm floored at how well we work together. We all seem to have the same common goal. Not that we don't have different views, but when we lose as a council and the vote didn't go our way, in with our council, you never hear about it again, which I think is just phenomenal.
No whinging here. No whining.
Nope. It was what it was. The majority voted that way, and you just move on to the next thing. And I just love that about our council, that we can gel together. We all have the same and common goal. Our interests are aligned, and that is for what is best for Anderson and what is best for the citizens of Anderson. We continually do that.
Okay, we heard from Jeff that we're going to be doing some. You'll all be doing some things down at the park.
Thank you for that. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, that is good. You know, that's one reason that.
And Jeff, for you,
okay. What's the roundup? We only got a couple minutes here. What do you see as the mayor for the next 6 months, a year?
God, there's so many things going on and in the works right now that I'm just looking forward to those things actually coming to fruition. You know, Grocery Outlet's the biggest thing since Walmart. So for our little city, that's pretty amazing. But there's a couple more of those that could be.
Talk to him about housing.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So we have three big subdivisions going on now. Homewood just finished up, which is where I live. They're finishing their last of their houses now. We have Skyview, which used to be
Vineyards.
They're booming. In fact, they're going into their next phase already. We have
Pleasant
Hills.
Pleasant Hills. They got the water thing, a situation.
Absolutely. If you haven't been up to Skyview, behind Walmart, and the views that are available up there, they're opening up the next phase. It's phenomenal.
Brian Walker in Pleasant Hills is building out down below Skyview. So houses are booming. I mean, we pulled, the beginning of the year, we pulled 78 new permits. That's never happened in Anderson.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
So, did people hear that? Ding, ding, ding. 78 new permits. Okay, well, let's talk with our, of course, our city manager. And, Jeff, let's find out from you, for you, since you've been in this position, which now how long have you been? Five years. Okay, so, because I remember we had you on when you first started in this position. 5 years is a long time. What would you say for you, since you've been there, that's been the most rewarding thing for you, if you had to pick one?
The level of our public safety today in our police department is phenomenal. The professionalism, how we've managed to hire new officers, the out-of-the-box thinking, the stuff Chief Johnson and his staff have done are wonderful. It makes us a stronger community.
Okay.
I'll end it with this. I look forward to working with the City of Reading and Shasta County and those leaders on making our county better.
You know what? And we need to do this. We need to come together as a county. You know, we pull fingers at all the politicians out there, you know, at higher levels. But we as a county need to come together.
Absolutely.
Because we've got so much here to offer.
We have a great place.
We have a great place. Okay, Baron Browning, Mayor of Anderson, and Jeff Keiser, who is the city manager, and we're hearing all types of great things. You run the government like you would a business.
Absolutely.
Oh, what a novel approach that is. Okay, hey, tomorrow. Of course, Trish Clark will be with me, but also Pete Hansen, the former police chief and the interim police chief, now until we find another police chief. And by the way, what's Mike doing?
Not coming here.
Okay, just wondering. just wondering. Is going to be here. We're going to talk about what his duties are here, what he's seen, since he's been back, and what he believes the Reading police should be going. So all that's tomorrow. Everybody